Hello and welcome to the Heed Army podcast. We've got a good show lined up for you today. We're obviously going to be talking about some of the big news that's happened yesterday. Karl Magne retires. Man that went to Wembley twice with Gateshead and won a promotion and is now on the coaching staff, an integral part of the club. Of course, the 1-1 draw with Southend as well. And we preview the Woking game this weekend. We've got a message from Davey Steele. He's on his way back from the Antarctic, but he's still in the middle of the sea. So we've got that to talk about. And of course, we'd like to say thank you to our sponsors before we move any further on, Northern Print Solutions and Patrick. And there could be some exciting things coming from Patrick, but you haven't heard that from us. Also as well, subscribe, please do. And say we'd love to hear from you. And we've got messages from the foundation. And also as well, I'll bring Mickey in now. But Mickey, see, I don't think you've checked your emails yet, but I got a message from Charles Woff before, of course, club photographer and great friend of the podcast. It's just that he's put, before he mentioned, he had an email informing him his refund has been refunded into his account from National League TV, just in case people are going to ask about it on the podcast. So have a little check. If you have tried to get your refund, have a look. It may be there. So well done to the National League TV for getting that done relatively quickly. Messages coming in. We've got Darcy. She sent us one before we came on. We've got the lovely Trina as well. And we've got Evening from the Three Waldens. Hello there, Liv. And we've got Mr. Luke as Portello. Frustrating and tough point against Southend. The amount of sky-high chances we had sent to Dubai. They must be enjoying it over their role on Saturday. Yeah, we've got lots more messages coming in. Keep them coming. We will be talking about the game on Saturday, of course. We're going to watch the highlights of that as well. Stephen Wern, crazy amount of goals and assists at the minute. He's having a great time. And as you can see, the thumbnail of this video, I forgot where I even put on the thumbnail now. Weren't he good? That's what I put, wasn't it? Weren't he good? Nice play on words. We have got other messages coming in. We'll keep them going. But Mickey, how are you doing?
I'm not too bad. I'm just checking my emails. I can't see now.
Well, they might be. I mean, obviously, they're working their way through. They might be doing it in alphabetical order or in order of who messaged first. But it is. It's done. It's there. And hopefully, as I say, you'll get your refund very, very soon. And right. Well, before we go any further, we'll quickly, before we go on to Saturday's game and have a look at the highlights, we have got a message from our man down at the South. So we'll play this from Davey Steele and then we'll get into your messages and talk about the game on Saturday. But Davey Steele, you know, he sends us some lovely videos and here's another one.
Well, that's the adventure almost over. I'm now in the Drake Passage, slowly heading north in a reasonably moderate sea. But what a spectacular trip it's been. Fabulous, as you can imagine. Even had the delight of seeing blue whale this morning. Largest animal on the planet. Incredible stuff. Anyway, I'm not here to talk about that. Here to talk football and good result on Saturday, 1-1. I called it, I predicted it with you lads, I said 1-1, and you know, on reflection we could have sneaked it by the looks of it, we had some good chances, but against a good team, just shows you how much we've progressed, isn't it, you know, here we are, a bit disappointed with a home draw against Southend, you know, and playing well, two good teams, wouldn't be surprised if Southend win the playoffs by the end of it. Obviously biggest concern was Ollie. Greg Ollie injury, we've heard no news yet about what's going on with him. Mickey, you always say to us, you know, when he ticks, it's a tick, and he's such a good player. He's arguably my best player. Yeah, I really like him. So hopefully it's not an injury which keeps him up for too long to get back on the pitch. However, of course, the midfield is one of the better places for us. We're well placed with midfielders. But Ollie, he just has that edge, doesn't he? Anyway, 1-1, we'll go from there. Probably the other bit of news that came through was a bit sad, really. Was Karl Magne calling the time on his career. we sort of appreciate these legs have gone in recent times. But what a starlet. We signed him twice. Really good player. Could read the game so well. Really liked him as a defender. Solid. Knew you were going to get a good performance from him. And, but still partly gated. Part of the new management structure. Let's see what it brings. Hopefully this is good times as well. Top lad. Good to have him still involved with the club. But we'll certainly remember him for his playing days as well. Anyway, onwards. We'll head back home. And I'll be back on the show next week. Have plenty to talk about. No doubt about it. With walking away. We'll see you then. Side now, got me hat to keep us warm, mind. It's champion. Anyway, predictions. Woking are a bit of a bogey team for us, aren't they? You know, we never seem to play well against them at home this season. Last season was awful, 4-1. This season, 3-1. We're due to give them one, I think. And I remember years ago going down and beating them 4-1 down their place. I was there, it was brilliant. Anyway, this time I'm actually full of positivity, so I'm actually going for a win. I actually think we'll win 3-1 down there. Long overdue. Let's give it to them. And 3 points. Heat Army will come back happy from their long trip. And Woking 1, Gates at 3.
Well, there you go. Our man in the south, Davey Steele there. Loves a blowhole. So.
Did have a giggle to myself.
He hasn't seen it yet, so of course we will get into the Carl Magne talk very, very soon. So if you want, I've highlighted the messages people have sent in of that. We will get to them later on. There is a highlight feature which I've just realized, so having to scroll for things, it's easier to find them now that I highlighted. But we go to Saturday, and Mickey, it was a good game. It's just a shame, you know, that we couldn't hold on. Southend, very good side, of course. You know, if they didn't have that 10-point deduction, they'd be in the playoffs as well. And, you know, I think I said in commentary as well, if you had said after the Dorking game, the failed game, that you'd go on to get 10 points from the next four, especially against the calibre of opposition, you would have laughed. You know, obviously, you would like it to happen, and it did. But yeah, what a fine set of results in the last four games.
Like you just said, I would have gladly taken 10 points from them four games, and I'm delighted to get 4 points from 10 points from them four games. Yeah, we drew at home to Southend. We had enough chances to win two games in this game. I mean, that one is. He's been putting them away all season, and you cannot really have a go at Marcus, but he should be doing better there, to be fair.
I think he seemed to have a little bit more time than he thought, didn't he? But the man was on his shoulder. It's easier in hindsight, but I mean, yeah. Here we are. Look at this. But the win of the ball from Story was beautiful. Yeah. And then to compose himself the vision and see the run. I mean, obviously, what he did after that was, you know, look at that, beautiful. But yeah, the build up there, and because I mean, you know, we went from being on the verge of being under the cosh there for a second to going up and scoring within 3 seconds up the other end of the pitch.
Yeah, I mean, they started well, and like everyone said, if their owner had screwed his loaf.
They'd be right up there. You think if they could add to this side? I mean, here this is the obviously big talking point there in commentary live. I mean, there, look, Greg just bounced up, he's trotting away. I commended Cabangolo, I think his name is. You know, he could have really wrecked Ollie there. Of course, he was stinging after that, and he had to come off. But you know, he could have went in a hell of a lot heavier because the ball was closer to him. As you know, it was a 50-50 ball to win, but. let's hope Greg's all right. Be a big miss. I think his leaving the pitch did impact our forward momentum initially. We had to adapt, and of course Southend changed their formation in the first half as well to try and counteract what Gated were doing, and it did well. They stopped us from getting another goal. But yeah, let's hope Greg's back soon. But I mean, look at this round the box. We just couldn't get that killer ball at times, and when we did, we just didn't hit the target.
Yeah, you were sitting there, well, apart from freezing your absolute bits off because it was absolutely numb. You were sitting there and you were thinking, when's the next goal coming?
Yeah.
And the longer it went on, I even said at half time, we need that second goal, because they could just fling the ball in. Big players there.
I felt for Story there, because he slipped when he went to head it, and it just skimmed off the top. I think it skimmed off the top of his head, and I mean, we got away with it, but it wasn't colossal muck up. You can see jumps. Oh no, it's not that one. There's another one where there's a slip, isn't there? But it's just fine margins. We know that, and the caliber of team that we're playing against. I mean, the goal itself. I mean, we could have been 2-0 up 5 seconds before. You know, this is the fine margins playing against, and we know that you get punished at this level.
Kind of punish you. He's a good player.
He is. He's a fantastic player. I liked him when he was at Chorley. I've ranted and raved about him for years. But you got a feel for Mayer as well at the time. He made a good save, but the ball just spilled down, and I felt he did everything right. You know, it's a keeper. Enough.
Keep us here. Well, I'm not going to have a go at Marcus Denanga. He's got so many goals so far this season.
But that's the improvement in what we've seen from Marcus. That when he's in them situations, you expect it to go in because he's in great form. Is this the goal here? Is this the save? And then no. Oh, that was the one that rattled the woodwork. Yeah, forgot about that one. But no, a special mention to a man that come on as well. And I think me and Mark mentioned in commentary as well, in Jordan Hunter. You know, he's found it tough to get game time at the moment since the arrival of Lofthouse. But I tell you what, he can be knocking on the manager's door and saying, am I in line for getting more pitch time after his display coming on against Southend? I mean, he's never let me down.
Really well, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
wasn't sure who hit the post, and it was Chadwick that hit the post.
No, it was Hunter. But yeah, I mean, as I say, it's another close one. It was one of them games where anything could have happened, and kind of complain. We're up there, still in the playoffs, and we're coming up against some fantastic teams and getting results, which is there we go. I had said in commentary, I got a little bit ahead of myself and said it's in, because it just 9 times out of 10 that bounces off the inside of the post and goes in. But no, he got himself into some great positions, and he looked very dangerous down that right hand side, didn't he? When he come on, Hunter, he offered something different, and I'm looking forward to seeing him on the pitch, because you know he's a young lad still. Yes, he's got experience at the levels below, but I'll tell you what, he's an exciting player, and him and Lofthouse. They're battling for that starting position at right wing back.
Lofthouse. To be fair, Jordan Hunter.
Yeah, that's a save there, and you can feel for Mayer. And they said, Monty, he made a reaction save. The ball's bounced. It could have went anywhere, but there was Cardwell, and that's the striker that he is. He finds himself in the right position. Yeah. I think that was his 13th goal of the season. So it shows you, what he's about. He's a fox in the box and works like mad outside of it. And that was the equaliser, but
I say back to Jordan Hunter, Kieran's come in and he's played really well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard not, as a footballer, it's really hard. You look forward to Saturday, Tuesday when the games come along. But it must be at least a little bit easier to take that the fact that it's because someone's playing really well.
It's bringing out the best in him. I mean, look at here. I mean, he put that through ball for there, and he's linking play up. It's like he's been on the pitch the whole game. Just unfortunately, we couldn't break them down to get the winner. But look, 10 points out of four games, as we mentioned before, it's been a on the road as well. We've picked up mammoth points. You know, we go down to Woking, yes, bit of a bogey side. We'll get into that later on. But we can go down there full of confidence that we can be competitive in that game.
Yeah.
Right. Don't know. Obviously, everyone wants to send their messages in. We'd love to hear from you. Someone's asked, when are you doing away commentary or updates from away games? Well, my wife would kill us, and plus I can't afford to go to the away games at the minute. Simple matter, and most of them are too far. And obviously, I'm bad on my legs, and long distances just on a coach or in a car do me no favours whatsoever with my legs. So it's have to do it sparingly when I'm fortunate enough to do it. And so unfortunately not. But updates from away games. Most games have commentary now. When we first started the podcast, we used to do update nights where we'd have someone at the game and he'd ring us up and give us updates if there had been a goal. And they were very enjoyable shows, weren't they, Mickey? I think the days of those shows are probably gone. Update shows anyway. Especially with the National League TV, most people pay to watch it as well, don't they? So it's we didn't say that, but we've got here number 8 for Southend. Looked decent. That was Hussein. As I say, they hit their starting lineup was very strong. It was a good side, and the players they brought off the bench, even though they only had two, were very, very good. But let's move forward. We have a message from Steve Thornton from the Gates City Foundation. Now, a couple of important updates here, everybody. So please do pay attention. Selection box collection taking place at the Halifax game. The foundation will be setting up outside the home turnstiles. So if you'd like to help out the foundation, they do amazing things and give out things to families that are struggling, children in need. If you can provide a selection box or two and drop it off at the gate at the Halifax game. Remember, it is an early kickoff that one as well. So get down there and drop in a £1 or £1.50 selection box. Be very, very well received and very grateful for that. And also as well, the foundation, you may have seen a while ago, they were working with Tesco's. You could put the blue chips in the after the till, so the club got the foundation got help and money support there. But they're doing another similar thing, but this time with the co-op. And we've been asked if we could mention that the foundation has been selected by the co-op local community fund as has been nominated as a charity for the next 12 months, which is great. And this means if you're a co-op member and you select the foundation as his or her charity, for every pound spent, the co-op will give the foundation 2p. It's been going on for 6 weeks and we've already collected over £120. So please do that. For the members to select the foundation or charity, just log on to their co-op site or co-op app, and the details can be found there on the Support Us page and the foundation website. So please do that. That's absolutely fantastic. I mean, I've never really used the co-op app, but I think I will for that. So see if we can all buy our newspapers there or whatever. That would be absolutely fantastic. Or if you get your weekly shop at a bigger co-op, why not? Be fantastic. And so we'll read that out again later on, just so everyone doesn't forget. But now we're going to move forward before we move forward, we'll give the ladies a bit of a spotlight before we go on to the Carl Magne conversation.
And if I thought it was cold on Saturday on the 4G, it was absolutely Baltic on the Sunday afternoon. Unfortunately, the game against Thornaby, the 1-3-0, they played really, really well. Especially first half, could have been 4-0 up in the first half.
Yeah.
We only had the one goal to show for it. Sharon got another goal. I think that's about 7-7 games she's got now.
Yeah.
And second half, it was a bit more scrappy. But as the game wore on, it looked like we're going to get another goal in. Fortunately, Livy Black ran out of a Jess Richardson pass. Now, if anyone who's seen the 1966, they think it's all over goal. Jess slid a ball through. Liv ran through, but instead of being on the left, it was on the right-hand side. And Liv just creamed one right in the top corner.
Oh, hopefully the highlights get put up for that.
It was an absolute belter. And then she's got a penalty later on. And it was good reward for Liv because she's struggling with a cold at the minute. And she's just playing through it and playing through it. So, but it was a really, really good result. And good performance. The three lasses at the back were outstanding.
Great stuff.
Katie's come in and just been absolutely superb as well. But Jess Richardson on Sunday was absolutely superb.
Outstanding. And all of have they got a game this Sunday? Because I thought
away to Sunderland's under 23s, but I've been trying to find out where they play.
Hopefully, send it. But is that the last game? Was it the last home game? Was it on Sunday for the winter break?
Well, there's supposed to be a Christmas break coming up, but apparently we've got one on the 10th as well.
All right. Well, we're giving out false information here on the podcast, but we'll keep you posted.
I was told Burnley, when I went to watch Burnley a couple of weeks back when Gator's game was cancelled, they're having a Christmas break. So.
Oh well, we'll find out in due course. Johnny Gray's made a good comment here. He's put, get your selection boxes from the co-op double bubble. Oh hey, yeah, this lad's living in 2040. This lad, isn't he? He's well ahead of the game. We've got evening gents from Paul Jenkins as well. Right, we're going to get on to this man. We've got a couple of starred comments about it as well. But a fantastic servant of the club, come back and helped with promotion and also played at Wembley for a second time with Gateshead. And look, he's retired. I had heard rumours of Carl possibly hanging up his boots. Didn't want to comment about it on the podcast because you never know. But unfortunately, safe for him, his time on the pitch representing Gateshead has come to an end. But we already know he's on the coaching staff at Gateshead at the moment now. And if anyone's seen his interview on Gateshead FC TV and on social media, you'll see that he's more than up for the challenge and absolutely loves this club. And we've got a message from Cow Daly. Carl Magny will be Gateshead manager one day. Based on his interview this week, he comes across as a lad with a bit of luck, could go all the way at the top. And look, Carl is, if you've ever spoke to him or seen him after a game, he loves the game. He loves football and he's very intelligent about football as well. And you can see that when Gateshead are on the pitch now, you see him on the touchline, he's fully engrossed, he's encouraging players, he's giving out tactics. He is built to be a football manager or a football coach, and thankfully it's with Gateshead at the moment. If you could end a career at your hometown club, go to Wembley and finish off in the last two seasons, a championship and a Wembley appearance. It's not a bad way to finish at all. And plus, the career that he's had with promotions and Wembley appearances with Grimsby as well, and promotion with Hartlepool. This lad has done it all, and being at a top club as well earlier in his career, look, this lad deserves a special mention. And if anyone's got any messages for Carl, please send them in now. We've got one here, Crystal Story. Carl is a Heed legend. Glad he's sticking around. Always knew he was going into the coaching role one day. Well, I spoke to Carl on Instagram and he said he'll come on next week. And we've got there, he's had a canny career, says Northern Beast Media. Certainly has. And as I say, a lovely lad as well and a lovely family. They all go to the games. They've supported Gateshead over many years. And even when Carl wasn't at the club, they still come to watch Gateshead play. So as I say, we've had his sister Gemma on the podcast as well. We'll have to get her on as well next week, just to embarrass him.
It tells you everything. If Carl's gone away and they still come, it's obviously they didn't like watching Carl, they just like watching Gateshead.
That's where it is. Now it's even better, they didn't have to watch him play. We're only joking. As I say, I put this one before when you were talking about the ladies. Good evening, lads. A lot warmer tonight than I was covering the game on Saturday and the ladies game on Sunday. Enjoying the Stella Artois and the hot tub on the back garden. Kidding. Yeah, as I say, it's
crack the ace of it.
And it's not the mental image you want to see, is it? I had the pleasure of meeting Carl after winning the National League North and going down to see the trophy. Such a lovely man and a pleasure to meet him. He is. He's a lovely, lovely lad. And if Mags keeps a hold of his lucky John Terry figurine, he'll definitely win the Champions League as a manager. Now, I'm going to listen back to that and see if I can find that podcast, because he definitely said he had one, didn't he?
I can't remember.
He definitely said he had a John Terry figurine, I'm sure. We'll find out. He might even just pop it out now he's retired. And the figurine.
I haven't had the pleasure of watching the interview yet. Did he mention Chelsea at all?
I don't think he did. If he did, it's evaded my memory. But yeah.
But I'll be shocked if he hasn't.
Yeah. well, he did. You know, in his retirement post, he did put pictures up with John Terry and stuff. You know, his arm around him. So,
there's
yeah.
a shock.
Yeah, well, there you go. We'll talk about
him. You mentioning Norwich in the FA.
Yeah, yeah. All scoring the winning goal. But hey, look, at least they've got their memories to brag about, having the. That's the main thing. But no, we are going to have a more in depth with Carl next week, hopefully to get him on and have a chat with him. But also, as well, I mean, we'll any more messages about that, we will put them in, send them up. Right.
Someone's put wish Carl all the best in the managerial career.
Yeah, definitely.
I think he will make a good manager. I think he'll end up like Colin Richardson. He'll just go and berserk on the touchline eventually. I've seen that bit.
Well, as I say, at the moment, as I say, after that game, oops, I pressed the wrong one. There we go. We've got the league table there in front of us, and Gated sitting in fifth place, a point behind Solihull Moors, who fell to another defeat, as did Barnet. They've lost four in a row now. So the teams above us having a little bit of a wobble. We're still one of the form teams, if not the form team, in the last three games. But Bromley, they're up there in second. I would say they're probably a little way away from at the minute. We're 6 points behind. But we have got a game in hand on a few of these teams. Yes, it's against Chesterfield. But the fixtures at the minute, what can happen at the moment. You know, behind us, it's a little bit tighter. But we've still got a little bit of breathing room, 3 points to the bottom of the playoffs. But you just got to hope, pick up, for me, I mean, I haven't got a predictions in yet, but a point away from home and 3 points at home, you know, to the end of the season would be great. 3 points away from home would be even better. But look, we can embed ourselves in here and hopefully stay there for the rest of the season. It's not unimaginable. Yes, we're little gated. We're up there, but we're beating the big boys and being competitive. And we shouldn't be afraid to go to Chesterfield and try and get a result, because we've done it with Solihull. We've done it with Barnet, and we've done it being the better side on the night. We haven't pinched anything. We haven't nicked anything. We've dominated and played our game. And as I think I did say this in commentary on Saturday, you know, announce Rob Elliott as manager now, given the, for me, permanent as the role.
Well, you didn't need to bring anyone in. I mean, the continuity is there. So,
yeah.
Rob might have wanted some time to think whether he wants to do it or not. That's the only thing I can think of, is why he's not being given the job.
Exactly. Well, we'll see. We'll see. We've got a message here. We play sexy football. You didn't mention that. We play filthy football. We've went past sexy. I'll tell you that. It's X-rated what we do, son. Oh, I tell you, filth, pure filth.
Well, one about sexy football. Well done to Aidan Rutledge.
Yes,
first goal for
he certainly did. We had an assist the week before and then scored a lovely header, you know, proper target man corner, the header, that wasn't it, glancing straight in the back of the net. And long may that continue. That's what he's there for. He's there to score, to learn, score goals and play against better opposition and get game time. And it started off well. And if it can continue that way, well, you know, he comes back a better player and yet another person that'll be challenging for that slot up top with Chadwick and Denanga, and every manager wants a headache like that. And he's doing really nicely in settling. He's doing really well in settling in nicely. Fantastic. Well, was it long may that continue? That's what we want to happen. Well, so we are half an hour through. Of course, we are on another night. We couldn't broadcast tomorrow night. Mickey's busy, and I think I've got to help my wife as well sort out some stuff. So it worked out best for both of us. But as I say, do share the podcast once we've finished off air, and let people know that we were on tonight in case anyone missed it on social media. And while we're on about social media, please do this. I'll say once I can find the advert, I kind of find it. Where's it gone? I'm in a panic. Here it is. The Heat Army podcast needs your help. No, we don't need money. All we need is you to do one simple thing. It'll take less than a second. If you could hit that like button, the subscribe button, and share whatever post that we put up regarding Gator Football Club, it'll go a long way in helping the show build and ultimately helping us push the club to the moon. Well, we are back with you, and also big thank you to Nathan Coulson on Twitter today. He's apparently he's in the top 2% of our fans for listening on Spotify, and that leads us on to say that this episode will be on Spotify tonight after the show available. We've lost about three shows because of an error by me, technical error, that I didn't delete a space on StreamYard where I can get, after we go off air, we get the audio and a video file to download. And because I didn't delete enough space, because we've had commentaries and stuff, they take up a lot more space. We lost them once, unfortunately, but 402 will be on Spotify tonight within about half an hour of us going off air. So if you do listen on Spotify, thank you. And also as well, join us here live. Follow us on social medias. We just put there at @heat_army. And we'd love you to be here and interacting as all these beautiful people have done so far. And let's see, we've got Chesterfield away has been rearranged for Wednesday, the 10th of January. Strange day, Wednesday is, but I expected Tuesday. Yeah, I don't know what they might have an under 23s game or something on a Tuesday, already penciled in. There could be something, but we go down to Chesterfield after Christmas on the 10th of January in the new year. So we're getting well. Look at this.
Make it pick for telly that
could do, you know, could do, couldn't it? Especially if we continue. Yeah, of course. And remember as well, the Halifax game on the 16th of December is also on television. It's our next home game, and it is a 12:30 kickoff as well. Is it 12:30 or 12:15?
Yeah, 12:30.
12:30 kickoff. So remember, get yourselves down for that one. Let's fill up that stand and make a noise for the TV to hear us. And we'll say, well, Christopher Story's lateral thinking, Mickey, he's got maybe a game on TV. Who knows? We'll find out nearer the time. We've got, well, you can send you, look at this, Poppy and Tabitha. I think they must be going to bed shortly because I've got their prediction in early. But send your predictions for the walking game on Saturday. We've got 3-1, says Poppy, and 2-1. 3-1, Poppy and Tabitha says 2-1. So get them in. And as I say, someone's
put not. Goes for 3-1 all the time.
Yeah, I've went, this is not Halifax. I was laughing because we'll get Mr. Luke on, not Mr. Luke, but we'll get him on as well at some point. But Luke Walsh on, because he, well, I said, what about the TV game? He goes, obviously, haven't done the research. We're both laughing our heads off. So at least the Halifax fans are of the same sense of humour with us on that one. But no, hey, we're on telly again. Is that the second time this, or third time this season?
Second time this season.
And home games as well, so amazing stuff. Yeah. We've got they're coming in now. 2-1 says Mr. Luke. Got 2-0 Northern Beast Media. Colin Dilbo has went 2-0 as well. And it's one of, they haven't announced a new manager yet, have they, Woken?
No.
So yeah, you would say it's the time to play them, you know, all that type of malarkey. I've stupidly took the league table down and I kind of get it back up, but we've got to go into that game with confidence the way we're playing. And as we mentioned earlier on, are they say good night? We're supposed to night Poppy and Tabitha, night. So and Gated Stats have sent us they've went for 2-1. Say lots of positivity around. I love it. 3-1 to the Heat, says Christopher Story. And we've got and get all glammed up for the TV cameras as well and behave ourselves. We always behave ourselves. And Darcy, hello, Darcy. She's put 2-1 to Gateshead as well. So keep them coming in. Great to hear from you all. And yeah, also as well, just like to say a massive thank you as well for last week's show. Of course, we're on different night tonight, and we're good viewing figures, don't get me wrong, but last week's was amazing. And we had 170 messages throughout the show. Just like to say a big thank you to you all. You know, it's great that you are here with us and talking all about it. And we'll just say, if you are just joining us, we're hoping to have Carl Magny next week and congratulate him on his career and, talk to him about the season so far, because obviously himself, Louis and Rob are in the hot seat now, as it were. They're in the driver's seat, and we'll talk to him how he's finding that. And that'll be a lovely chance to catch up with him as well, because he's always been great value when we've had him on the show. We've had him on the show in an array of different circumstances, Mickey. We had him a day after he was released on the podcast. We've had him when he's rejoined. We've had him before Wembley, and it feels right to have him, you know, at the end of his playing career as well, so we can give him the proper send off that he deserves. From
all of the video montage.
We'll have to put the 40-yard strike in, won't we? And I posted off Carl Magny's career. We'll tell him that. The problem is, he may have retired, but he can still run, and still run faster than me. So I'm not going to be too cheeky. they're in such terrible form, Woke, and hopefully we can take advantage of it. Of course, yeah, you've got to look at all of that, but, you know...
I remember going to Rushden and Diamonds, and they had one at home last season. Can you remember what happened there?
Yeah, oh, all too.
8-0.
You got to remember that, you know, you've still got to take these teams not just on face value. You've got to do your due diligence on it. They do the scouting, and they're not going to go into this lackluster at all. 3-2 says Trina, or a prediction there. Will Steely be back on next week's show too? Hopefully, if his wife hasn't or his lass, he hasn't proposed yet, and nearly faux pas. Davey, he should be back with us next week and regaling us of tales of the Antarctic, where he was freezing and looking at snow. But he's been sending us a lot of videos, hasn't he? Beautiful, where he's been. Keep an eye out. I believe he is going to be starting a YouTube channel. So there we go. Steely's Adventures. Lost my train of thought there on that. Right, I will just mention this again, in case anyone has just joined us. Before the Halifax game, of course, the TV game, 12:30 kickoff, the foundation are collecting selection boxes to give away, of course, their events and things like that. So if you'd like to do that. And of course, they have linked up with the Co-op Local Community Fund and been nominated as a charity for the next 12 months. And it means that if you're a co-op member, select the foundation as your charity, and every pound spent, 2 pence goes to the foundation. Now, I know that might not sound like much, but it's only been going for 6 weeks and they've already collected £120. So if you do your weekly shop at the Co-op or once a month, that'll help Gateshead. So please do that.
Help the foundation, not Gateshead.
yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, sorry, help the foundation. And so please do just have a look on the members' website or on the Co-op app, and that would be really well appreciated. And we'll be sharing everything else as well that the foundation does, if they can send us across the information, and we'll put that out in good time for any parties or events, because they do yoga and all sorts, don't they? So keep posted and follow them on social media, as you should with the Gated Soul as well, and hopefully get someone on from there and we'll get an update about what's going on with the Soul as well. As I say, we want to really, you know, push all fronts. And as I say, we will be having a special show coming up soon. Won't predominantly be on Gated. It'll be around Gateshead with our friends at Patrick, and that's all we'll say on that. You'll be an interesting one, won't it, Miggy?
It certainly will.
Yeah, so watch this space. So that'll be coming up in the time, so keep an eye on social media. Keep them
the daily dialogue, aren't we?
Yeah, there's a lot of back and forth going on, and some exciting developments regarding stuff. with Patrick. And of course, we thank them for their support as ever, same with Northern Print Solutions. We might as well talk about this man. Stephen Wern is our player of the month, thoroughly deserved. His run of form is absolutely fantastic at the minute. So 5 goals in 4 games and 1 assist. Look, he's flying at the moment. He's getting into them places. You know, he's, you know, set piece penalty. It's like a rocket, wasn't it? Nearly broke the net. His movement and his link-up play, as ever, it's not just the goals. It's his all-round play is phenomenal at the moment. And you know, he's got some great players around him that's helping him do that. But he's putting in a lot of legwork as well.
He certainly is. He's playing really well. What really, really worries us is the fact that Vanarama are...
They're kind of advertising them, aren't they? When's a football league club going to come in? Which league club's going
to
go?
I'm starting to get a bit sick of it. I made a joke with the first time and a couple again, and I keep seeing
it is a little bit naughty, because could you imagine if let's put it this way, is it the Barclays Premiership? Is that who sponsors the Premiership at the moment? If Barclays kept going, who's going to come in for Joe Linton? Joe Linton's too good for there. Where's he going to go? Is he going to go to Real Madrid? It is a little bit naughty. It's
starting to get on my tits, if you want the God's honest.
I think it's strange, isn't it, that they can that the sponsor of the league or the league itself can be going. I didn't say that with Macaulay Langstaff or Paul Mullen last year, did you?
No.
Funny that.
Funny.
Very funny. You've been warned, Vanarama. Warned.
If you never pay me money,
it's an interesting point you make there, isn't it? And someone's put conflict of interest, really. I don't know if it's a conflict of interest. I think it's maybe just breaching something, maybe common sense. I don't know, maybe not common sense. I'm trying to think of the word, but it doesn't seem morally right to be touting a club's players to, you know, just that's what it feels like to me. So on that front, Vanarama, you've been cursed.
Are they trying to take some of the credit because he's played in the National League and getting promoted up?
Well, isn't there a better way of going? Look what we're seeing in the National League at the moment. You know, look at this. You're seeing this in the Vanarama National League. Great players playing in the National League. There's a better way of doing it, to me.
I didn't see them, like, yawn about Macaulay
There we go. Never see them doing it with Chesterfield. We don't see who's coming in for Chesterfield players. Yeah. So,
Carl Clough. Didn't see that happening.
Yeah. Although, there is another point here. They're doing it with Elliot as well. They're bigging him up. But they're doing that in a different way. But also, they did it with Williamson before he went. So they were bigging him up as a good, you know, being a good coach and stuff on a good winning streak. But it wasn't the same as touting him to move into the Football League, you know.
That's me off my box.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Sean knew what I was doing there. If you know, you know. It was a wrestling thing.
In Lego underpants, that's entirely up to you.
Look, don't get us started on CM Punk. I'm very upset. Where are we at? We've got about 15 minutes remaining. Open forum, anything that people want to talk about. I know there was a message from Cow Daily today on social media asking if we had heard anything about the stadium. I did put out feelers for someone to come on and talk about it, if there was anything to talk about. Haven't heard back. Did speak to someone at the game on Saturday, and they said that, obviously, we know what the council... Pardon me. Sorry about that, everybody. We know that the council, you know, have a lot of things as a going concern, the leisure centres closing and facilities and things like that. I don't think there is anyone actively purchasing the stadium at this moment in time or moving forward in any time soon. I don't know. I'm just saying from what I've surmised that, you know, obviously it is a slight worry, but the club and the college or tenants. And if you're going to buy something, you're not going to throw the tenants out, are you, and have a sit there with a white elephant. So we'll have to see what happens with all of that. So, but at the moment, I wouldn't say there's anything overly concerning. I know Cow Daily was on about the fans setting up or working with the trust or the soul, I think it was, about trying to put things in place to raise money for a ground and things like that in case the proverbial hits the fan. But I don't think we're at that stage yet. But it'd be interesting to find out what is the crack fully. I'm only seeing what I've surmised from talking to different people, off the record, as it were. But we'll see. We'll just have to see on that front. We have a message from Mickey. Sounds like he's in a cupboard. Put an advert up where he pops out of the shop for batteries. You need lift that mic up closer. That's what you need to do.
Hello, hello, hello.
There we go. Oh, I've got someone in the background there. Hello there. Are you all right? What's the matter? All right. Okay. Well, apparently she's waiting for mum to finish her knitting so she can tell her the weird thing that's happened in swimming today. Is it really that important? Can you not go back to bed? No, I want to tell mum. Anyway, so on that note, everybody, I'll let you know where it is on next week's podcast because I'm sure it's really important. You want to tell? Is it rude? No, you're not telling them. No, right. So on that note, sorry, one second. Oldham Athletic away tickets are on sale. Haven't been announced by the club, just saw on the Oldham ticketing website. Well, I'm sure they'll be pushed very, very shortly on that front. And we'll obviously see what is going to happen there. I've just realised I've got the wrong name up on me thing here. But Mickey, is there anything else that have we missed tonight?
Well, after the 20th, on Saturday, we're halfway through the league season.
We are. I know that it flies when you're playing well, doesn't it? Mm-hmm.
So my question to everybody is, who's your player of the season so far?
Interesting.
What's your favourite goal? And if you were to give from A to F, what grade would you give Gated for the first half of the season?
Ooh, Right, so what was the first one? Who's player of the season
player of the season so far? What's your favourite goal? And what grade would you give Gated between A and F?
I would say goal of the season, the 37 pass goal, Dinanga. Player of the season, it's got to be Wern for I think consistency and also recent form. So Wern, 37 pass, and the grade. I think with losing the manager and everything like that, I'd say you've got to give us a B+ at the minute. A being you're top of the league. I think, I know of our finances and that, you could probably say A is what we've got at the minute. But yeah, I'd say B+, Wern and 37 pass. Yourself, Mickey, before we go on to everyone else?
Well, give me grade. My grade exactly the same as yours. It would be a B. And a little comment like on your school report.
Yeah.
If the concentrated could have done much better. As in some of the goals have conceded. But that's a minor thing. The player of the season is between Wern and Kenton.
Yep.
And my favourite goal is still Regan Booty's in the same game we had the 37 passes.
Yeah.
Just a setup and he's hit a cracker, but I know there's probably a few will probably say Luke Cannon that in the FA Cup.
That was a corker as well. I mean, there's some ones. We've got Sean Parry. He's went Dinanga, 37 pass and B. We've got Mr. Luke, Sean Reig. Sorry, Wern and Regan Booty, Billy Chadwick against Dalton, the 37 pass. So he's got a few there. but B is the consensus. I think Hannant volley, probably a B, and not far off an A for me. Francis, best player, 37 pass and grade A. What we've got here, B. It has to be how good we do with Chesterfield are doing. Yeah. And then he had Wern as his player of the season. I think he has a B as well because he's put them in separate ones. Darcy has put B plus. Stephen Wern and the Hanno volley, can't argue with any of them. Everyone's picking, they're all great goals, you know what I mean? And all these players are playing absolutely fantastic. We've got this one here. Actually, my favorite goal is Wern against Ebbsfleet. Denanga assist on the counter attack. Yeah, that was a nice little pass over the top, wasn't it? Keep them coming in.
Keep joking on. And when it comes to the goal of the season, I've said it's going to be in a roll of wallpaper. There's been so many good goals so far this season. I mean, Kenton's at Rochdale as well.
Yeah, there's been quite a few good ones. I mean, it's going to be take a pick, isn't it? And we've still got a good half of the season left.
Yeah. It's been very, very encouraging. Mike Busted and Bellies went away to MK Dons, and it's starting to show how good a management they are, because they're starting to turn MK around as well.
They are, yeah. And if you just look on the face of it, you look at the stats, the possession, they're starting to implement their style of play. And of course, progress to the process 2.0 is well underway under Rob at Gated. Of course, you'd be a fool to change it with the players that we've got, but you've got to tinker, you've got to stamp your own bits on it. And I think we're seeing that in the final third at the moment. And we're opening sides up and scoring the amount of goals that we have. And obviously, Stephen Wern's really enjoying that at this moment in time. But we've got about 8 minutes left. It's been a very enjoyable show. Thank you very much for everyone that sent in messages. And as I say, I just hope everyone is nice and warm, because it took me ages to warm up from that Saturday game. And you went out again on the Sunday, didn't you? You and Charles Woff.
You know what it is? It was that I was that cold when I come in on Saturday. I was just literally shivering. I put my heating on full bore, and I have, you know how you got these smart meters.
Someone's feeling flash.
Normally, I just let it. It gets to me daily limit, and I switch it off. I didn't give it monkeys on Saturday. I just let it go until I heated up. Now I put two hot water bottles in the bed on Saturday. And then on Sunday, I had my pyjamas tucked in two pairs of socks under my jeans. I went double-hatted, but it was two woolly hats. And it was four layers on the top, my thick coat.
I'll tell you what, getting old's horrible. You just feel the cold a lot more. I certainly do. But as I say, it's only going to get colder, but let's hope it all keeps us entertained as ever.
When I went to the Lasses game, was a lad there? We kicked the ball with his mates, and he was just walking about with a T-shirt on. And jogging bottoms, and his mate had shorts on and a t-shirt.
I used to laugh at my mum, right? And she'd like, put a coat on. And like, I'd say, I'm just going down the fell and a drink. Yeah, a t-shirt or a jumper. Yeah, I'm all right. I'm going to be in the bar, not be cold. And now I'm like, I know what she means. And also as well, I'm starting to get that point when you eat pastry after 4 o'clock in the afternoon that it rifts back up on you as well. I can't eat a Chinese at night either because the rice swells. Honestly, I'm turning it to a right out fart.
Well, I'm 52, and my mother still tells me, make sure you wrap up when you go to the
floor. Oh, my God. I've still got the umbilical cord with me, my man. I can't stretch it away.
I'm not
that
52 far. Yet, but it's not far off it anyway.
So, yeah, I was listening to your mum, boys and girls. That's what you've got to do. But on that note, we're going to wrap it up. It's been an enjoyable show. Thank you, everyone that has joined us. Remember, share it with people on social media when we put a post up in case anyone missed it tonight, because obviously it's on a different night. Just a big thank you, and keep your eyes peeled for that Patrick show. That'll be coming in the coming weeks, or maybe even sooner. You never know. And as I say, do like, subscribe, share it with everyone. And let's see what else we've got here. What's this? The famous you'll feel when it's older.
When you're older.
Oh, you do, yeah. We've got a great show. Thank you very much. Great. Another one. Great show. Thank you for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure. We'll have Steely back next week. He'll be giving us tales of tickling penguins and stroking, no, it's a dolphins. We don't have any dolphins down there, will you? If you did, it'd be whales, yes. So we'll have beautiful stories of the blowhole. And on that note, we'll
Before
see
we
you.
Can. Oh. Don't forget on Saturday to watch out for Northeast Media's graphics.
Ah, yes, he has been
outstanding. Noticed. And I've just thought of something that Wogan's famous for, and I'm sure it was the jam. Because he put what's Wogan famous for? I'm sure the jam were from Wogan. So we could be having a mod theme on Saturday's pictures.
Well, I know Dr. Feelgood were from Canvey Island, weren't they? Yeah,
there you go.
See, we'll learn something new every day on this podcast. Thank you to Chris Story. Also, we've got a quick one here, and a player of the season for Ed Francis from Colin Scott so far. And also, Northern Beast Media. He's got, look, this has got and an animation. I've done animation for this. I tell you what, if you want to do an animation for the background of our podcast, we'd be very grateful, Northern Beast Media. Sensible Soccer Style would be even better. I love that game. Right, on that note, get away, because I've got to make myself some macaroni cheese and chill and watch Gold Mining Gold Rush from last week. Right, no one wanted to know that, but you know now. 1 second, we'll remove that and we'll get to the end of the show. If we can get there, people just want to keep sending messages. Right, Mickey, love you. See you next week. And
I love you too.
Love you.
Everyone.
Bye.
Take care now.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye.
And we're still on air.
Right.